The Morning Rush Podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, please drink responsibly.
Last night, Arkansas gets the victory 14-3 over the South Carolina Gamecocks, and they are heading to Omaha for the fifth time under Dave Van Horn.
Well, and not a surprise. We sat here yesterday morning. Everybody was kind of, because the season's on the line, but no one was surprised that Arkansas won this game. I think there's probably a lot of us surprised. I'm not surprised Arkansas won comfortably, but I didn't expect this type of start to finish, pillar to post, stem to stern beatdown that they gave South Carolina. I thought Arkansas would steadily mount a 6-7-8 run victory last night. That's really what I was expecting. It was a comfortable win in the end, but nothing like, not a touchdown and a field goal, This was an impressive, thorough victory. And I don't know that you're serving notice on the rest of college baseball, but Arkansas served notice on its fan base that they're good enough to go do some things in the, the Emerald City in Omaha, 423 mm-hmm. miles away. This is a team that could make a lot more noise before all of this, for all this fanfare is over.
I mean, you couldn't ask for a better game by the Razorbacks from top to bottom.
Well, and it started out the way we talked about yesterday morning that Arkansas had to start out. Make something happen in the first few innings. Basic baseball. Get into their bullpen early. Arkansas did, and they reaped the reward of that.
Yeah, you had a couple runs get brought in, but the real big play was, of course, by the hometown favorite, the hometown hero of Carson Shaddy.
And a 2-0 count to Shaddy. The pitch swung on, hit high in the air, left field, way back, barrel that baby up. It's a three-run homer for Carson Shaddy. Five runs across in the first inning.
I mean, just an ideal first inning where you had Isaiah Campbell go out and do his thing. And I think that's what we all talked about, is like, how is he going to bounce back? Where's his confidence level going to be? How is he going to approach this game where it's elimination? And he didn't go a full five innings, but he got pretty close, and he did exactly what you wanted him to do.
And we talked about if he could get you into the fifth or sixth, boy, you felt really good about your chances of winning. I don't say it wouldn't have mattered, but obviously it would have mattered if they had to yank him in the third. There's a reason why. But once you get staked to a five-run, then it became a seven-run lead pretty quick, and you're out there and you're on the mound and it's 7-0, Dave Van Horn, Wes Johnson, they can all not relax completely. But listen, if you walk a batter or two, which Arkansas kind of got relaxed and walked a few more batters, and that's something that we'll talk about throughout the show, those don't become killers. Then you have a play that, looking at it on the replay, that how controversial it really is, but it was a confusing play because Grant Cook thought that the ball after the swing had hit the batter and goes to the backstop. The umpire, who I don't think had a really good look at it, honestly, if you're just looking at a replay, there's so much moving on, so many moving parts there and where he stands. I'm not sure he could really see the ball or know what happened. Called it, ruled it a wild pitch. May have been a mercy call considering the score, but two-run score on that. The great news is you'd put yourself in a position where whether you agree with the call or don't agree, and looking at it on replay, I'm not sure it hit the guy or not. It's inconclusive at best, but it doesn't kill you. What you wanted to do is exactly what Arkansas did last night, be in a position where stuff like that, you can overcome it. You're better than all of those squirrely things that can happen in baseball. And Arkansas was last night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you could not ask for a better performance by Arkansas. The pitching was great. I know you had to go through a couple pitchers there, but I think you had guys like Matt Cronin coming in, and Jake Rindle got to come in as well, and they all did a really good job. They got the bats going. They basically got ahead early, stepped on the throat, and they finished out South Carolina in a very impressive way, heading back to Omaha. Because now, Tommy, they're at where the expectation was supposed to be. It was Omaha or bust. How many times did we say that? It's Omaha or bust. They got to make it to Omaha. They got to make it to Omaha. Now they are in Omaha. Mm-hmm. Now we know who they're going to play, or at least how the setup, what the path is going to look like, which is another fascinating thing that we're going to continue to talk about the show, and the fact that the other three teams on Arkansas' side of the bracket are all three teams that Arkansas has already played so far this season in Texas, Texas Tech, and Florida. So we'll break that down as well. But we all know how the setup is. So now that they're there, now we know what it's going to look like. Is the expectation risen to say, all right, now you got to make it to this point in Omaha?
Well, I mean, I think this is a program, you know, including this team, that has gotten to a point where, yeah, you don't expect, oh, just getting there isn't good enough with this team. You know that Dave's got the ability to guide a team and navigate the College World Series. He's done it many times. Was this his fifth trip at Arkansas?
That's right.
And his seventh as a head coach. So, I mean, he knows what he's doing. It's his time. It's his turn. The thing I like about it is you look at the field. You mentioned the teams in Arkansas's half of the bracket. You look at the other half of the bracket. Who scares you the most over there? For me, it's Mississippi State.
Yeah. The one team that swept Arkansas this year.
You know, and the SEC team. You mentioned teams that Arkansas played throughout the year that's in their half of the bracket. Arkansas beat Texas Tech in the one time they met. They did have two wins over Florida this year. I guess they went, officially 2-2 against Florida this year. And they beat Texas as well. But what it also does is it reaffirms the quality of the schedule that Arkansas played this year. The strength of the schedule Arkansas played this year. It reaffirms the fact that, hey, when you thought the season was about to come unraveled against Mississippi State, looking back on it, while getting swept is never a good thing, wasn't as bad as you thought it was at the moment. So all of the things that went on in the course of your season, both wins and losses, you look at the super regional round, who was in it, you look at now who's the eight teams left, and you're one of them, kind of reaffirms some of the things that happened in your schedule and why your strength of schedule was in the top five basically all year long.
You've been battle-tested if you're Arkansas. I mean, that's
exactly
what it comes
right
down to. And that's, again, if they have talent, they have pitching, they have hitting, they have all these things, but they also have experience from guys that have been around for a while. And then you add in the fact that they've had such a difficult schedule and had success against that difficult schedule. Now it just opens up the doors for so many more opportunities in the College World Series. And, again, goes back to the whole reasons why it's like guys like Kendall Rogers and others have said that this Arkansas team, it's their pick to win the national championship because all the factors that go and coincide are basically coming to life, and it's coming to reality.
And who's the favorite in Omaha?
I don't think there is one.
I guess if you had to pick one, you'd say Florida because they're the number one seed and the number one team.
They're not invincible.
And they won the SEC. But, again, what did I just say Arkansas's record was against them this year?
2-2.
So, you know. Now, the thing is, if you go win your first game against Texas and Florida wins their first, and now you're playing Florida in a winner's bracket game, it's not an elimination game, you're not going to have Blaine Knight. They're not going to have Singer. So now you're not playing best on best at that point, or you assume that's the way it would be set up. But, this is back to basically what we saw last weekend. You just got to a really good group of teams. You're basically back into a four-team regional for the next little bit. So it's paramount you beat Texas, and it's paramount then if you can win your first two, you got a really good shot at least at playing for the national title.
And if you're Arkansas, you're glad it's Texas and not Tennessee Tech because I just didn't like the matchup of that. So, I mean, this again.
Now, big ballpark up there. I don't know that they could go up there and mash the ball the way they've mashed it everywhere else because that ballpark is a little more cavernous than a college ballpark. But, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that may be a detriment to Arkansas, who's hit the long ball pretty good this year.
Could be.
We'll see.
Could be.
And I found it interesting, some of the commentary last night about, last year in Omaha, it was very offensive. A lot of teams going yard. It will depend on the weather. And the weather last year yielded a lot of those home run strikes. Where guys went to the plate and were able to get it out of the park. Will the weather be set up and will the conditions be right for a lot of offense this year at the College World Series? I don't know either.
And of course,
it'd be good for Arkansas if it was. I think they depend on that kind of offense.
Yes, I mean, just look at what they've done the past few games.
They're better at the plate than they are on the mound. I would say as a whole.
Oh yeah.
While they can still pitch, they're still a better offensive team.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just the strength of the team.
They have the explosiveness, especially offensively, to be able to get there. But we're going to continue to talk about all the different aspects going into this, because I know the Razorback faithful are just a buzz, and you could not ask for a more exciting time, especially after the lackluster football season, after the disappointing showing in basketball in the NCAA tournament. Now you have something that you can truly get excited about, and that is the Arkansas Razorback baseball team heading back to Omaha.
This Morning Rush podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, drink responsibly. Now back to the podcast.
You know, we were talking a lot about Arkansas playing Texas in the College World Series in Game 1, and even Dave Van Horn was talking about some of the teams that he has to play in this side of the bracket, all teams that he's very familiar with, when he was asked about having to go up against those teams. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think that there won't be any surprises, number one. You know, we played Texas a couple of times, watched them on TV a couple of times, and obviously seen Florida play, played Florida three times. I guess they won. Is that what you're telling me? Wow. And, yeah, I mean, it's a tough league. But, you know, who's the other team in our bracket? I was pretty focused on our game. Texas Tech, they're pretty good, too. So we played them. We kind of caught them after a series. They flew and we played and we got rained out. They went home. They're awfully good. Yeah, they're big and they're I mean, the people, the fans that came to the game saw them. They're an SEC looking team, and so's Texas. So I mean, our bracket is about as tough as it gets.
So here's my question: if you're an Arkansas fan, or if you're just watching Arkansas, spectating Arkansas, is it better, or do you feel more confident in going against teams that you've already played and beat this season? Or would you have rather played teams that you don't have that familiarity and you haven't faced yet this season?
Well, the thing you got to ask is, and remember, they have familiarity with you too. You know, it's not like you're
That's
the only
right.
one that remembers the game. So they remember you too. I think I would just as soon have the team I've already played, particularly the ones I played at home, which you didn't get to play Florida ever at Baum Stadium. And the reason why, remember when we had Wes Johnson on last week and we talked about what's that Doppler radar deal they got? I can't remember the exact name for the technology, but they got all this technology where they can, check on spin rates on the ball. It's you see them in golf, used a lot, but they use it in baseball now. You've got all this, and I assume they can use them during the games and all this stuff because that's why you have them. You got all this advanced metrics and technology and all these things at your fingertips for your scouting. So I think I'd just soon play assuming you got all that, I'd just soon play the teams I'm familiar with, because you might know those teams a little more in depth because you had them in your ballpark. You had Texas Tech in your ballpark. You had Texas in your ballpark. You did not have Florida in your ballpark. That'd be my reasoning. It's the best I got at 6:37 in the morning.
It's good enough for me. I mean, it's...
I like this coaching staff and their preparation. They've proven all year they know how to prepare for teams. I think a lot about what this staff talks about, starting with Dave and with Wes Johnson and the investments they've made in technology. I think the kids are buying in on the information they're giving them.
Yeah. Well, we had that same question when Arkansas faced South Carolina in the super regional. It's like, oh, okay, well, you know, would you rather face an East Carolina coming out of that regional where it's like, hey, you hadn't faced them before, and you know, you like that. But South Carolina, it's hard to beat a team in a three-game series twice. But Arkansas did. They did lose one game in Baum Stadium in the regular season and one game in Baum Stadium in the super regional, but they were still able to win those games. And, you know, but like you also said, Tommy, going into this, you're facing these teams and you know, they're really good, especially like the team like Texas Tech, you only faced once and you did get the victory, but you can tell that they are a very, very good team. They are loaded. They just got some boys over there that can hit. And when you just look at everything, it's like, it's going to be tough, but you're not scared of them.
Mm-mm.
If you're Arkansas, you're just as good, if not better, than those teams. And you've proven that you're better than those teams. And that's where the confidence level is rising. In fact, that's what I put out on the poll question at Morning Rush Show. It's just, what's your expectation? Where's your confidence level of how many games Arkansas is going to win? Are they going to win one, two, or three? They're going to win the whole thing. And I'm sure a lot of fans may be flying high off of the adrenaline from the previous game going into Omaha. Feel like, Arkansas is going to win it all. I don't even think that's necessarily just fans talking. I think that Arkansas legitimately has a chance, a very good chance to win it all, because they are going up against these tough teams. It's going to be a difficult path, and I think no one's expecting an easy path to get there. But well, they're just that good. They have that many pieces, and you have a coaching staff like Dave Van Horn, who, like you said, you trust fully.
Who is the... I mean, a lot of times you get into this College World Series and there's a team, whether it's a Florida or an LSU in Florida, I know is what the defending national champions, but there's always that one team, that right there, that LSU team, that Florida team, that Vanderbilt team, that South, that's the team to beat. I know Florida's the number one overall seed, but is Florida really head and shoulders above the other seven? I don't think so. I mean, I'm going to tell you the team that's probably as scary as anyone. You wouldn't have to face them. You hope you play them because that means you're playing for national. It's Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Because they've come on strong. They're playing with a lot of confidence. Mississippi State right now is, I think, a very dangerous team in this College World Series. It won't surprise me at all for them to win their half of the bracket and play for the College World Series national championship, in that three-game series. So... there's some very good teams here, but I don't see one team that's head and shoulders above the other seven. That, boy, there's the one team you got to look out for. I think Arkansas is as good as any of these teams. I don't think that's just fan talk or wishful thinking. I think that's the way it is.
Completely agree.
I'd say Arkansas is no better than any of these teams at this point. There's some things about Arkansas they hit the ball well, but you're going to a bigger ballpark. The thing that concerns you is the walks they've given up. Yeah, and you can look at that strike zone from Sunday and say, well, there's the reason why I'm that. Okay, I'll give you that. But, you can't get sloppy on the mound and start issuing free bases and win it all. So Arkansas is going to have to be focused and not let some of these things that you've gotten away with from time to time become the reason you get beat. The lack of timely hits. We can go, Arkansas did not have a problem with errors so much this past weekend that cost them, but you can't have sloppy fielding play. All of these little things have jumped up and been issues at points over the closing third of the season, but you can't let them be problems in Omaha. You don't have to play flawless, but you got to play really, really good baseball. You got to play your best.
Here, give everybody a look at what the College World Series is looking like right now. Saturday, June 16th, you have the very first game. Oregon State takes on North Carolina at 2 p.m. Then that night, Washington faces Mississippi State. Those games are both on Saturday. Then on Sunday, you have the early game, 1 p.m., Arkansas versus Texas. And then at 6 p.m. that night, Texas Tech versus Florida. So, I mean, it's a great, great College World Series bracket. I mean, a lot of named teams in there, a lot of teams that have been very good throughout the season. There's a few surprises. I think Mississippi State, you mentioned how good they've been playing, and, that's a team you probably don't want to face it, but if you are, you're playing them in the national championship. They're a little bit of a surprise. I say Washington's a little bit of a surprise, but the rest of the teams, a lot of people were picking these teams to make it all the way to the College World Series, so they lived up to the expectation. But, it's just when you really break it down and really look at it, you got to love what you're seeing from Arkansas and what you're seeing from Dave Van Horn. But like you said, Tommy, the things that they've done and they've had struggles with, because there's very few weaknesses of this team, but there have been some things that have been going on with this team that's going to make it difficult and that they have to overcome in College World Series, and they can't have the same errors or the same lack of timely hits or anything like that if they're expecting to win at all.
Well,
but you always talked about this too. You want Arkansas to be playing their best baseball in June, late May and early June.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel right now they're playing their best baseball?
That's a great question. I mean, games like last night make it easy to say yes, but then you think about Sunday when they couldn't hit the ball. Here's the thing I like about this team. They don't have a lot of back-to-back days. They just don't play well. Back-to-back games. You look at pitchers. Look at Campbell. He was horrid in the regional against Dallas Baptist. Didn't even get out of the first inning. Couldn't face four batters completely. Did he come back and have a pretty good start? Yeah. That's the thing this team does. The most consistent thing has been Blaine Knight and the way he pitches, right?
That's right.
But then even Murphy up and down. So I think Murphy, the next time out, is going to be great because that's generally how this team goes. Arkansas never has to go to the pen for the third guy because the last two they brought in stunk it up. Reindl came back, and he wasn't great last night, but he was better than he was the night before. So, I mean, that's the thing I like about this team. They generally don't let a down performance be followed up by another down performance. And just like we saw the disappointment of Sunday and the lack of hitting, they came back and knocked the cover off the ball last night, right from the get-go. Just like we talked about, you got to get in their pen early. You need to go out and you need to get 3, 4, 5 runs. We never dreamed it'd be 7 so quickly last night. They did exactly what we said was ideal. So, yeah, I think this team's – are they playing their best? Their best, I guess, would be to play their A game 5 games in a row and just bring home that national championship.
I'd be hard.
That's a big ask against those teams.
Yeah, but Sam, be hard.
But that's what you're capable of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're capable of doing. So, but wouldn't that be your absolute best? I think they're playing good enough to win the national title. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the expectation is winning game one because again, you're going to throw Blaine Knight, and Blaine Knight has not lost this year, mm-hmm. So you feel confident in that game one, and then you feel confident in Casey Murphy, even though I know that there were some struggles against South Carolina in that game too. But depending on who you play, if it's Florida or Texas Tech, you still feel pretty confident in it. And then after that, it's just a matter of, is Isaiah Campbell going to be able to be that guy who, like this past weekend, instead of the guy the previous weekend? You know, you just start kind of going down the line. But like you said, even those starting pitchers, you still have good relief guys. You still have guys that can come in and close the games. You have so much depth in the pitching staff. You have so many great hitters. You got Carson Shaddy, who's just unconscious right now. I mean, he is just, every time he gets up to the plate, you feel like something great's going to happen. I mean, you had some great performances by some freshman guys like Huston Kerstad. And Casey Martin. I mean, you just got every single element, every single piece. You just look around and you see that, you know, this would be the best way to put it. If Arkansas plays their A game in every game in this College World Series,
that's a big ask. But
it is a big ask. But if they just play their A game,
mm-hmm.
they win, right? It's not going to be, because it's not, even if Texas plays their A game, even if Florida plays their A game too.
Well, the A game includes hitting the ball.
Yes, it does.
And not leaving runner stranded and not giving out an immense amount of walks and not committing fielding errors, and that's your A game. Yeah, I think Arkansas is going to be very difficult to beat, and they certainly aren't going to go up and go 0-2 and be done and be history by middle of next week if they're playing their A game. That's the thing. Sometimes you get to this level and playing your A game is still not good enough because of the other teams that are there. I just think Arkansas's A game is good enough to win it all. Can you show up and play your A game and get 5? Because what is it? 5 wins, essentially, you got to have?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly 6, depending on how you do in the elimination part of the bracket if you fall into that. Can you do it 5 or 6 times and get yourself out of there and do something you've never done before?
You've been listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, please drink responsibly. And thanks for downloading the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.